2 months after the Pulse nightclub shooting, survivor Angel Colon joyously took his first steps on his own since the tragedy. The deadly June attack left 49 people dead and more than 50 injured after gunman Omar Mateen shot up the gay nightclub. Colon was one of those shot multiple times.
And unfortunately, I was shot about 3 times in my leg, so I had fallen down. I tried to get back up, but everyone started running everywhere. I got trampled over, and I shattered and broke my bones on my left leg. So by this time, I couldn't walk at all. All I could do was just lay down there while everyone was just running on top of me, trying to get to where they had to be.
And when the gunman circled back to make sure everyone was dead, Colon was shot again.
I can hear the shotguns closer, and I look over, and he shoots the girl next to me. And I'm just there laying down. I'm thinking, I'm next. I'm dead. So I don't know how, but by the glory of God, he shoots towards my head, but it hits my hand. And then he shoots me again, and it hits the side of my hip. I had no reaction. I was just prepared to just stay there, laying down, so he won't know that I'm alive.
Later, Eatonville police officer Omar Delgado, who now considers Colon a brother, pulled him to safety.
He grabs my hand and he's like, "This is the only way that I can take you out." I'm like, "Please carry me because I'm in pain right now. Couldn't walk or anything." So he starts to drag me out across the street to the Wendy's. And I'm grateful for him, but the floor is just covered in glass. So he's dragging me out while I'm just getting cut. My behind, my back, my legs. I don't feel pain, but I just feel all this blood on me from myself, from my other people. And he just drops me off across the street, and I look over, and there's just bodies everywhere. We're all in pain.
And Orlando Democratic Representative Carlos Guillermo Smith says there are similar stories out there of people who are still uninsured and in need of proper care, especially mental health care.
Just imagine this. Not only having to deal with post-traumatic stress, because to save your own life and to survive a horrific tragedy, you had to climb over the dead bodies of others to make it out the front door so that you didn't lose your own life, and how traumatic that experience can be. Compound that with the reality that many of these survivors not only did that, but lost some of their best friends and are grieving. On top of that,
Guillermo Smith is a former legislative director for Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, Transgender, or LGBT Group Equality Florida. And as a newly elected Florida House lawmaker, he's also making history.
First LGBT Latino lawmaker in Florida's history. That's something that has new meaning after Pulse, because 90% of the victims were Latino and most of them were LGBTQ. Our community, the queer Latinx community, has never had a seat at the table in state government. And now that we do, there's a lot of issues that affect our community that I understand as someone who sits at that intersection of oppression.
So Guillermo Smith says among the legislative causes he'll be championing as a result of Pulse is gun safety.
Like other minority communities, LGBT Floridians are the targets of hate violence, and that problem has been compounded by easy access to assault weapons, and that was a deadly combination, as we saw in Pulse. We saw a radical American homophobe who decided that he wanted to inflict this horrific act of violence, particularly against LGBT people of color, and he was able to enter a nightclub and use a weapon, which I would consider to be a weapon of mass destruction, and within minutes take the lives of 49 people.
He says he's also considering sponsoring the Florida Competitive Workforce Act, a bill barring employers from discriminating against people based on sexual orientation and gender identity.
Especially in a world where now, after the tragedy of Pulse, people are wondering, what type of state do we live in? And that's why I think it's so important that the legislature and that our state leaders, including the governor, send a message that Florida is a place that does not tolerate discrimination against anyone, including gay and transgender Floridians. And they should do that by passing the Florida Competitive Workforce Act.
The bill has been filed for several years, but only got its first official hearing this year. It failed on a 5-5 vote. But Guillermo Smith says he's hopeful for 2017. Since the Pulse tragedy, he says the bill has received even more support from Republicans. Meanwhile, Governor Rick Scott's proposed budget is already reflecting the Pulse tragedy. It's slated to include a 5% pay raise for the state's 4,000 law enforcement officers from different agencies.
When you look at what we've gone through this year with Pulse, the hurricanes, this is the right thing to do.
Scott also says it's a tough time for law enforcement as some seek to commit violent acts against the group, and Jerry Demings agrees. The Orange County Sheriff is also the Florida Sheriff's Association president. Demings says with the state continuing to grow, law enforcers need to enhance their abilities to gather criminal intelligence information.
Especially with the incidents from Orlando this summer, we are going to have to continue being vigilant regarding our counterterrorism efforts, and that will be a significant issue for Florida going forward in this next year. There may be legislation introduced regarding our abilities to maintain records or create surveillance, et cetera, related to those issues that will have a nexus to both federal law and state law.
Adding post-Pulse, he's glad Governor Scott also intends to increase the Florida Department of Law Enforcement's budget, especially when it comes to counterterrorism efforts. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kordner.